This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, a retired Marine Corps general who was known as a stabilizing force in President Donald Trump's cabinet, has announced he will leave his job at the end of February. As AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace reports, Mattis's resignation letter was a quiet rebuke to the president's foreign policy.
What's particularly notable about Mattis's decision is that he says in his letter announcing that he's quitting that the president deserves a Secretary of Defense who's more closely aligned with his own views on policy, on the United States' role in the world. And he notes things like U.S. commitment to NATO, U.S. commitment to the alliance that has been fighting the Islamic State, to concerns about the role China and Russia play right now. Essentially, what he is saying is that he disagrees with the president on all of these things, on our alliances, on our relationship with NATO, and on the role of Russia and China. That, in and of itself, is hugely significant. It signals that Mattis feels like he can no longer serve the president because they simply do not align on key issues.
AP's Julie Pace. Meanwhile, President Trump said he will not sign any funding bill to keep the government open unless it includes money for his proposed wall with Mexico, Sagar Meghani reports.
After days of mixed messages and rare criticism from conservatives who said he caved on promises to build the wall, the president told House leaders his decision this afternoon.
I've made my position very clear.
The president says a physical barrier is essential for border security, and number three House Republican Steve Scalise says leaders are looking to get the money he wants.
To add $5 billion for the wall.
But even if the House passes a new package, the Senate's unlikely to follow, since it would need votes from Democrats, who say the $5 billion is a no-go. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
That's AP's Sagar Meghani, and this is VOA News. The Trump administration